Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I'm doing pretty good.
Good. I didn't think we'd start a football conversation with WW Raw, but man, you had you had tickets to go, I guess, hey, on Monday?
Oh, yeah. I actually still went yesterday.
Oh, you did? Attaboy. What'd you drive in, say hi to everybody in Hamilton, and say, I gotta go watch some wrestling?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had to go back because I just came down. I was at work yesterday when it happened. So I just came down to take my physical so the trade can go through. So I just came down to take my physical, went back home. And you know what? So you know what? I can still go to wrestling tonight and, you know, drive in.
No, break it down for me. How was it?
Oh, it was amazing, man. It was amazing. Those guys treated me pretty well last night. I went with Chris Rainey and Jan Gowder, so we had a pretty good time last night.
So as an athlete, how do you look at that? Do you look at those guys and go, man, whenever I'm done playing football, I wonder if that's something I can do? Do you go for the show, or do you look as an athlete and go, man, those guys can get it done?
No. I go for entertainment. I've been watching wrestling since I was a kid, so I go for entertainment, but that's not something that I want to look into when I'm done playing. That's for Jane Gowder to do and for me to cheer from the sofa at home.
That's one of those events, though, when you go to it, television does not do it justice, does it? It's quite spectacle to see live and in person.
Yeah, it is, man. I always enjoy it. I've been watching this since I was a little kid, so anytime I get a chance to go, and I always go to those events.
He is Sean Lemon, and he is back with the BC Lions. Surprised when you got the call in the last 24 hours?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't surprised because I understood how it was being used. I understood how, you know, things was in Toronto at the time. So, I mean, I knew something was coming, but I just didn't know when it was. You know, for me, I would have liked it to happen a little bit earlier because, as you can tell, they wanted to do this 3-4 weeks ago. So, I just wish it would have happened a little bit earlier.
When you say you knew something that was coming, was it with BC? Did you know the Lions, and of course with Devon and Rich, you've got a history with them, successful playing for them in Calgary. Did you anticipate if you were being moved from Toronto would likely be to the BC Lions?
I mean, I kind of knew, knowing the league and knowing the guys that I've had success with, I knew that would be something that was possibility there. But me being traded last year, I'm like, it was the likelihood of you getting traded back to the same team from the same team. So those things played in perspective. But like I said, I could be happier with the move right now and just ready to move forward.
You know, that's something you've had to deal with already in your career here in the CFL. You had been with the Argos before coming to BC, went back to Toronto, and here you are coming back to the West Coast. Does that make something like this, I don't know if easier is the right word, but are you maybe in a bit of a better comfort zone going through a change like this when you've already gone through it?
My career in the CFL and just, football in general has been, a very, very, weird roller coaster. So I just kind of take things and just keep going, man. I just, I'm thankful to be in a position where I'll never go without a job for the sake of, I put a pretty good resume out on myself. People that know me understand what I'm about, so there's no coincidence when people, try to say stuff about my character and stuff, but these are the same teams like that I've played for and I go back to. And so obviously they want me back for a reason, so I'm not as bad of a person as if
people
make me perceive me to be.
Well, you know what? There are people that will, look on your bio and say 7 different teams in the league Sean Lemon has worn a uniform for. Is that easy for you to explain? I mean, you said it's a bit of a roller coaster ride as a professional. No one plans to play with that many teams.
No one plans to play, but at the time early on in my career, I was, looking to get opportunity in the NFL, which I was lucky enough to have. But, people can go look at the bio and see all those teams I played for. Then they can scroll down a little bit lower and look at all the stacks and the production I had on all those teams that I actually played for. So, double-digit sacks. I was fortunate enough to get double-digit sacks with 3 different teams, win a Grey Cup with 2 different teams, and, go to a Grey Cup with 3 different teams. So, body of work speaks for itself. Like I said, I'm always going to give my best, and it doesn't matter what uniform I put on. So just go out and continue to be Sean Lemon and produce everywhere I go.
He is Sean Lemon, newest member of the BC Lions. Sean, if you go into a room where you don't know anybody, and I still think the athlete of a pro is you have to prove yourself, but how easy is it to walk into a BC Lions room, and you still have to prove yourself, but to know in all likelihood, Devon and Rich just said, hey, Sean, you be you, man. We know exactly what we have in you. Just be yourself. Or was that kind of what they told you?
That's exactly what they told me. That's exactly what Ed Hervey told me when he brought me back here. We talked yesterday about everything, made sure I was okay with everything. And, like I said, man, I trust these guys. These are guys that I actually trust as far as, being around Coach Stubler and Coach Devon Claybrooks. You know, those are the guys who brought me into this league and groomed me up and gave me the confidence to get to the point that I am at right now. So, like I said, man, I couldn't be more happy and excited to, put my career in those guys' hands who I actually trust.
You know, you're going into a locker room that has not had much, if at all, any success this season. I know you've been around the guys just for, a day or two right now. What's the vibe been like as the team continues
Guys are in good spirits, man. Guys are in good spirits. Understand that, in this league, wild things happen. You just got to get one and just keep letting them roll from there. So, the object this week is to go beat a, tough Winnipeg opponent. So, I'll give out as much tips and advice as I can, help guys out because, we just beat them in Toronto 2 weeks ago. So I'm very familiar with that team. I understand what they want to do. And just, like I said, whatever I can do to come in and contribute to this already, good group of guys here.
Well, a CFL fan, look, a man, he goes from Toronto where they're struggling, can't get things going, goes to BC where they're struggling. Can you sense just in your day and seeing everybody yesterday, is the attitude different from what you're leaving in Toronto?
Well, Toronto's had a pretty good locker room over there. Coach Shamlin got doing a good job with those guys. And, they're in the East, so they're not really out of it until they got to lose 17 games and they need to be out of it. So, not really out of it. They're still in good spirits over there as well.
Yeah, a sad but a true a statement. Hey, Sean, we appreciate it. Glad you got to go to your wrestling and to get a couple days to get it going and then put the helmet on Thursday and see if we can turn things around here with the BC Lions because it's funny, it almost and I heard you say this, you actually think they're a lot closer than the record looks like, don't you?
Most definitely, man. A lot of these games, I've been watching every game. I always watch every game in the CFL, but I've been watching closely to the Lions and seeing what they've been doing. But, yeah, very close in a lot of these games. Calgary game could have went either way. Winnipeg game, first game of the season, could have went anyway. Hamilton game could have went either way. So, like I said, man, that's what, four wins right there. So, like I said, it's a close league, man. No team is really blowing the doors open on anybody right now. So, that's a good thing. The league's still wide open.
Thanks for this, Sean. Good luck.
No problem. Thanks a lot.